Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Wednesday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, a great selection of new inventory and a great selection of pre-owned inventory. And you have a sales staff that is not just there for the sale, but they are there for you with whether you're looking for a brand new car or that pre-owned vehicle. And then a service department that is there for all the diagnostics, the inspections, the routine maintenance for your current car. It's all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And we all know what SMC stands for, Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees at that great service department. And they need more due to the busy business that a 107-year-old dealership has earned as far as having those many awesome technicians ready to serve you. They are looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car light truck service, heavy truck service, body frame and alignment, and towing departments. Whether you are an experienced technician, an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person. Apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We have Sam Kahn today, new Philadelphia Inquirer, Penn State reporter at 4:06 today. We also have Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN Sports Betting as we get ready for the opening week of the NFL tomorrow night with the Bills and the Rams on NBC, and then, of course, the rest of the weekend following. You got the Eagles and the Lions, and you got the Steelers at the Bengals, defending AFC champs. And then Friday, to get ready for all that in the NFL weekend, first one, we'll have a big football Friday coming up. Bill Hillgrove, the voice of the Steelers at 3:35. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles at 4:06. And then, of course, the King with all of our picks. So we got a lot to get to as we reach this hump day of our work week before we get to an exciting football weekend, which, of course, includes the opener at Beaver Stadium for Penn State taking on Ohio. Again, coverage at 10:30. Kick off at noon with Steve and Jack and Roger and the rest of the gang. Tripper will be on the sidelines, of course, so looking forward to that. And as we are one day away from NFL football officially kicking off, bad news for the New York Jets. Zach Wilson, who, of course, was injured in the opening preseason game against the Eagles, looked like maybe he would be ready to go, possibly. He was going to miss at least 3 to 4 weeks. Well, now he's going to miss at least the first four games of the regular season. And now Joe Flacco will start in his place. So Joe Flacco is going to face his former team in the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. You really just can't make this stuff up when it comes to the Jets. And just from the standpoint of all the storylines of week one, this is just another one to it, a small one, with Joe Flacco facing his former team, which he won a Super Bowl with. So, nothing can just go right for the Jets. It's pretty amazing to see that sometimes. As far as the Eagles go, Miles Sanders was back in practice today for the Eagles, and that's huge because he had pretty much sat out most of the preseason with the hamstring injury, and there was starting to be a little bit of concern as to his availability for week one, but looks like he should be good to go. Limited today, but looks like he will be in line to start Sunday. And I pretty much thought that would be the case, especially preseason. You know, you don't want to push it if you don't have to with certain guys. So it looks like Miles Sanders will should be ready to go for week one for the Eagles, and which is a big year for him, of course, going into the final year of his deal with the Eagles. And again, when it comes down to me, I love Miles Sanders, but he could be a much better back, a top back in this league if he can catch the football.
Who are you whining about now?
Oh, more commenting, not whining, per se. I'm actually glad to see Miles Sanders back at Eagles practice today.
Boy, he did a lot of whining.
But I do want to see him catch the football this year more consistently.
Absolutely. When you throw a beautiful ball like Jalen Hurts does. It's your guy. Jalen's your guy.
That's right. Big year for him, too. All starts tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. About Randy LaVine. He's an all-time Yankee.
Yeah, you know my response to all that was? Yawn.
I mean yawn.
I'll see it when I believe. I'll believe it when I see it. You can say all the talking you want about Aaron Judge. How he's a great all-time Yankee. You don't find a way to sign him this offseason. This means squatola. And like I said, I don't know if Aaron Judge is back with the Yankees next year, especially if they continue to fall on their face the way they are.
I mean, next year when he's a Dodger.
I'd rather that than a Met.
Well, I mean, you don't have to move. If you became a Met, you'd be destroyed, and really for 3 weeks, incredibly entertaining on the show.
You are correct.
I mean, you would be a basket case. It's almost like worth it from my perspective if it happens. Every day, fresh material.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean, you look at it from my point of view. No?
Not in this case, sorry.
Oh, come on. Don't you think it would be good for the show if he left?
I know it would be good for the show, but I don't want it to
come
be
on,
good for
that's
the
all,
show.
That's all you and everybody else in that building thinks about, what's good for the show. I mean, I always think about this actually like what's good for sports. Silly me. I mean, this would be your deal. I'm telling you, you'd be a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, that would be entertaining. Yelling at Randy LaVine on the show.
Yeah.
Yelling at Brian Cashman on the show.
Yeah, I'd be more yelling at him than I would with LaVine. Randy LaVine means nothing to me, to be honest with you.
Well, they're the ones in charge of the purse strings, not Brian Cashman. Cashman can only offer what he's told to offer. He You do know that, right?
I know. Like, but Cashman's still making the personnel decisions. He's told what cash he's got, but he's still making the personnel decisions. And then even that, it's the higher up with the Steinbrenners that are still making the calls anyway.
I mean, it's, I don't know. In the end, the Steinbrenners and Randy Levine make the decision. You, of course, are blaming underlings. Do you know how any of this works?
I know how it works. I don't know if they're doing it right, but I know how it works.
But you're going to blame Brian Cashman.
Blame everybody.
Now, that, you're very good at that. Yeah, we have now finally hit one of your strong suits. Now, meanwhile, your Mets, and they are your Mets, find themselves tied for first place in the East with the Braves. The Braves were 23-27 after 50 games. 23-57 after 50 games. Since June 1st, the Mets are only 17 games over 500. Since June 1st, the Mets have lost 10.5 games in the standings to the Braves. Now, the Mets are playing the Pirates on the doubleheader today. And let's give the Pirates credit. They are the gift that keeps on giving. But that's what, I mean, that's what's happened to the Mets. Ooh, the Twins are winning in the first inning over your Yankees.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells foul.
Let's see here. Herman's pitching today. Oh, Miranda homered to left. Okay.
Yeah, with this lineup today for the Yankees, for this is a doubleheader, of course, from the rainout yesterday.
Yeah.
And this lineup is a little less than inspiring.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll do this on doubleheaders, though.
Yeah.
And they don't have Rizzo. Rizzo's got a couple problems he's got to deal with here.
Yeah, this is bad for Rizzo.
Having him out hurts. Hurts them defensively. Mets won the opener over the Pirates 5-1. The good news for the Mets is they have a second game with the Pirates today. All right. Talk about luck. And DeGrom is pitching. Oh, that's got no hitter written all over it. Wow. So right now the Mets are up a half game on the Braves. Judge is an all-time Yankee. From Randy Levine. And you know what makes him an all-time Yankee? All those championship rings that he has. Oh, no, he doesn't have any? I'm sorry.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
There's no issue about do we want Aaron Judge back. There's no issue. How much we value him. It's a negotiation. We'll talk about that with him and his representatives in the offseason. How do we keep him? I don't know, offer way more money.
Oh, my almighty!
They lowballed him at 7 years, $213 million. They lowballed him, Matt. Didn't even try.
Yeah.
Listening to you be a tortured soul is very entertaining. We'll come back with... Do you see me getting upset about guys leaving and going?
No. But I would never expect that from you, once again, Mr. 45 heart rate.
Happens, it happens. Whatever. All right. We'll take a break. Come back more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Oh, Reese.
With that, we'll open it up to this late arriving media crowd that must have enjoyed the weekend. That's usually $10 that we put in the kitty. We'll have a big bash at the end of the year at my place. I don't think it has anything to do with winning. I think it has to do with being on time.
No good! No good! No good!
The worst one to me is a woman. Yeah, we'll be on time if you win.
Yeah, good for her.
What do you mean good for her? That's unprofessional. That to me is, if I'm running the place, she's not covering the team. She's out. Don't get there and get snarky. Just do your job. She's no pro. She's no pro. That's the comment you make? Really? I mean, I'm not crazy about his comment. It doesn't really matter. But, like, I mean, who are you? Why don't you ask a question? I mean, seriously. We need more pros and not jerks in this business. She was a jerk. Now, obviously, he used to be Notre Dame's coach, he left and you're mad at him, but you're telling me what she did was right?
Not necessarily, but I still put Brian...
Excuse me. No. What she said was snarky and wrong. Just ask a question. If anybody in my broadcasting class did that, they would fail. I want professionals. Okay? Maybe when we'll be on time. How about, I don't talk to you? But you think it's okay.
Not that it's okay. It's just that was uncalled for by Brian Kelly, especially after you lost the way you did. If you win, it's a different question.
She shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, I agree. I wouldn't do something like that. You shouldn't do that. I get that. But I'm saying if you're a head coach at a town like LSU, trying to make a name for yourself, you lose the way you did, it doesn't behoove you to make a snarky comment like that to begin, which started the whole exchange. And if you have a problem with the reporter, then you can talk about it afterwards, and maybe you tell the PR person, and then they talk about it after that. There's no need to be snarky like that, especially when you lose the way they did to Florida State. But no, she was in the wrong. There's no question. I wouldn't personally do it, but I'm saying Brian Kelly's not helping himself either.
It's LSU, it's different, and it's they were not happy with Nick Saban after year one. They weren't. He finally endeared himself at LSU when he won the whole thing in year two. It is a different culture and a different way of doing things. So, he's being snarky, and she's being unprofessional. This profession is hurting itself over and over again by a lack of professionalism. Why do you think the media has such a low approval rating?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Years ago. I'm talking with Michael Robinson. And Michael Robinson was with the Seattle Seahawks, and Pete Carroll called a meeting for 4 o'clock. At 3:45, Michael Robinson walks into the team meeting room because Joe Paterno always told everybody, if you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. So at 3:45, he walked into the meeting room. There was only one other person sitting in the meeting room. It was Jordan Hill, also from Penn State. That's what professionals do. They show up on time. But you, of course, now, should Brian Kelly have said anything? No. Shouldn't have said a word. It's not his bag, not his deal. But see, you don't like Brian Kelly because he abandoned you.
There is a little bit of hate in there. I'll admit that freely. And I wouldn't do it. She was in the wrong.
He abandoned you. Took you and he put you on the side of the road. He took the money. LSU is the equivalent of LIV Golf to you.
You know what? That's a good way to put it. That's not a bad comparison.
Okay? LSU is to college football what LIV Golf is to the PGA Tour.
Absolutely.
This is you. You're mad at him. I'll say this. They did not look prepared. In watching them, I only got to watch the last quarter and a half because I had baseball on Sunday. And I expect in an opener mistakes. I expect a few more penalties. I expect mistakes on special teams, that's for sure. You know? I definitely do. Boy, his team committed penalties, special teams mistakes. They didn't look ready.
This is my surprise face.
It just didn't look ready.
You know why? Because it was a national TV game in a different environment other than his home stadium. That and Brian Kelly doesn't mix. It didn't with Notre Dame. It won't with LSU.
Well, it was a home game, essentially, playing the Superdome, playing 50, 60 miles away.
Doesn't matter. It's just the way he operates. His teams have looked ill-prepared either in a road game, especially a big road game, or a national TV game in a neutral environment.
But every game's on TV. Every game he played at Notre Dame at home was on national TV.
Oh, I guess in terms of like a primetime game. Let me rephrase that.
I guess.
It was the same pattern.
They just didn't look ready. At all. It wasn't like Florida State was a juggernaut, but you know. Now, I wouldn't declare Florida State back, would you?
No. That was a not well played football game at all.
Now, it's an exciting ending. I mean, having an exciting ending glosses over the fact that it wasn't exactly America's most high-quality football game. But
everything about that game was borderline embarrassment. The two teams and the officials.
Well, the part at the end about whether he's inbounds or what, okay, that's fine because it has to do with timing and things like that. But that took too long. I mean, you look at it. He's down. There's a clock superimposed. We're done. Move on. Put the ball down. And why is Florida State calling timeout? But then put the ball down and see if, you can't clock it. You need 3 seconds. I There was a lot of stuff in that game that was weird. Really weird. But it was exciting, though. I thought we were going to see free football. Thought, all right, good. I'm at home just in time to watch the free football. This will be good. Then they blocked the extra point. Like, okay, great. Darn it. No free football. But the kind of ending that made you happy.
Absolutely.
And in the end, isn't that what it's really all about? Your personal joy.
Bingo!
Okay, so I'm sensing that the exchange was actually more in good fun. How about that?
That's what both he and the reporter said.
Yeah. So. She said, her name is Leah Van. She said, quote, not my finest hour. I apologized afterward. He said, you still owe me $10. So. But she did apologize. So doing that, she's back in my good graces. That's good. Like, eh, I shouldn't have said that. She also thinks that Aaron Judge will be a Met. No, I'm just kidding. Now you don't like her at all.
No, because I believe her. That's the sad part.
Are sports like doom and gloom to you?
When you have suffered a lot, like me, with my teams, good, I did it. I've done this all to myself. It can be sometimes, yes.
Why don't you just pick new teams?
See, but I can't do that because, number one, that's a violation. Number two, that's just not how I roll.
Like, I don't know. Pick
I'm a loyal fan. That's how I am.
Go with the Astros. How about the Cowboys?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Jason Peters did.
Yeah, but we'll see how long that lasts. Can he even stay on the field? That actually doesn't really bother me, to be honest.
Excuse me,
with
when
you.
He was an Eagle, all you kept telling me he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, but he's
now
not.
Now he goes to the Cowboys. He's a bum.
He's a Hall of Fame player, but he's 40 years old and he could barely walk on 2 feet when he was with the Eagles in his tenure, in the latter part of his tenure. What makes me think he's going to do anything with the Cowboys? Zilch.
Make up your mind. Is he good, bad, bum, good? I mean, what is he? Want to know what he is. I'm worried about you.
It really doesn't bother me.
1 second, you're personally driving him in your own car to Canton. The next minute, you're dropping him off on the side of the road and telling him to get his own ride. You're like the wind. It changes directions all the time. Is this what it's like at home?
That's a good question.
I know, that's why I asked it.
I guess it depends on the day.
I mean, like, if he goes to the Mets, do we retire the all-rise thing with your kid?
Oh, yeah, that's a definite.
You going to record a new one saying all sit?
No, we'll just move on to something else.
The Flyers?
senor!
The Flyers have to earn my fandom back.
Let's see. We have Bill Hillgrove and Merrill Reese on Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's nice.
Can't think of another better football Friday.
Okay. And with the season coming up, Mitchell Trubisky will start at quarterback for the Steelers. Let's see. Media news. Larry Fitzgerald's going to join the Monday Night Football team. I think he's on Countdown, I think.
Correct.
And Pat McAfee is joining Game Day full-time. McAfee is interesting. He's knowledgeable, so let's make sure we know that. And the word I'm about to use is not meant to be a criticism, but he can be outrageous. How about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's a definite, he's a totally different personality than Kirk Herbstreit or David Pollack or Desmond Howard. So he'll bring a different element to the table. Seriously, because I was asked in class today about, I guess Lisa Salters talked a little bit with the Comm Radio kids on a Zoom call.
Oh, neat.
I don't know, yesterday or whatever. And so I was asked by one of my students about, we're talking about the style with which you do something. And her question was about shtick. And I told her, and then I told the class, I said, look, the best you is you. If it is a natural part of your personality, then bring out the natural part of your personality. If it's not, don't force it. And I said, then I looked at him and I said, so for example, what's Lisa Salter's shtick? I said, well, her reputation is she's a pro's pro. She's a pro's pro. And that's not shtick, that's who she is. She asks good questions, she has a great personality, intelligent. Right. Now let's go Chris Berman. And I'm using the same example. I said, Chris Berman. I said, very intelligent, very knowledgeable. No getting around it. Doesn't get enough credit for his knowledge. Right? But he always did the nicknames. And the nicknames were part of his. I said, that's where this comes in. That's part of your shtick. A lot of people loved it. Some people didn't. The guy knew what he was talking about. Always. You know, he would do the schwam. And that was part of his shtick. Now back to Pat McAfee. I've heard him do radio. You know, and the difference is Pat doesn't censor himself. So, and when he's on Sirius XM, for example, where anything can go, he's dropping words left and right that we wouldn't even remotely consider on this show. But he's got the freedom to do it and does. Now, obviously, on game day, he's not going to do that. He also has an ability to connect with players. Aaron Rodgers was a weekly guest of his last season on his radio show. And, of course, we know he does WWE as well. But starting this Saturday with Alabama, Texas, and Austin, he's going to be a regular with them. Now, keep in mind, I think he's a guy that delivers good commentary when he's talking commentary, but he also has the ability to deliver the outrageous, to be a little different than the other people on the set. So it'll be interesting to see how it all meshes together, even though, to be honest with you, I didn't watch game day last week. And obviously, I won't be able to watch it this week. It's because with a noon start, we're on at 10:30. I mean, I might listen to it on the radio driving in. But I don't watch a lot of, you know, pregame shows to begin with. It's interesting about ESPN Game Day. It went from 2 hours to 3 hours. Now, I understand, obviously, how the business works. To me, is the show better at 2 hours than three? Yes. It's a case where less is more. That's to me. But I completely understand why they went from 2 to 3 hours, because guess what? It's a college football Saturday. It's more interesting than what they would have had on. And if you're in the sales department, you're eating up being able to sell the extra hour. I think with Pat McAfee, him moving into this spot is part of the phase out of Lee Corso. And Lee's 87 now. So
that was exactly my thought.
And also Pat McAfee probably has the ability to appeal to a younger audience. It's an interesting move, though. I mean, interesting. And he's very entertaining. He can bring the outrageous, but he's also smart. And I'm sure they kind of, ESPN looked at it and said, look, we kind of need a shot in the arm with something. Let's try this. I think it's worth a try. So I don't know how much it's going to make me watch it. I mean, there's really not, you know, there's not, and I don't know. We'll see. Along the way, I'll watch maybe one or two here and there, but the way the schedule's set up. Women's basketball schedule in the Big Ten came out today. Men will come out tomorrow. All right. Take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You know, those decisions are between my agent, Omar, and then the front office. So, I'm gonna leave that to those guys. And just, for now, I'm on this team and do the best I can to help the guys prepare and do everything I can from a mental perspective to help the other two guys if they need any help. So.
He's handling it like a pro. Hey, by the way, again, if Aaron Judge is a Met, are you going to record something with Luke that says all sit? No?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Right. Not unreasonable. I mean, I got to be tortured by this kid all the time.
We'll move on to something else.
Have you taught him how to say Jalen Hurts?
We're working on that, actually.
How about please and thank you? No.
Working on that, too.
Thought I'd bring it up. All right. Well, The you know, what's interesting is that they're all trying to do different things on the broadcast, it seems. Like they had Robert Griffin III in the tunnel at the big house. I get what they're trying to do. But do you feel like the product is so stale you got to do something else? I don't know. I think the product is great. I'm enjoying it more than ever. I'll say this for Fox. How do you do big noon kickoff at Purdue? Which is great. It's fine. It should be there. But then don't do a show on Saturday. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today.